Good afternoon, Wisconsin. And with that greeting, we are back with a brand new season of VCY America's Homefront. I hope you've enjoyed another wonderful Wisconsin summer and you're ready for an action-packed Wisconsin fall. Thanks for joining us for today's show. I'm Jelaine Appling, your host once again for this program that now airs each Thursday afternoon through late May. I hope you caught that change. Going forward, Homefront will now air on Thursdays rather than Wednesdays. Now, if you're a frequent listener to Homefront, you've heard me introduce myself since this past February as President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. That's a significant change since I stepped down as president, and I'm honored to be continuing in that emeritus role. But it's also my honor today to introduce to you Wisconsin Family Council's new president, Daniel Degner, who will be co-hosting Homefront with me this season. A little over 4 years ago, I hired Daniel to be the director of Wisconsin Family Council's Church Ambassador Network Initiative. Daniel was pretty young when I hired him, but I saw in him someone who was teachable and humble enough to know he didn't know everything and wise enough to ask questions and to seek mentoring. It's been exciting to see what Daniel has done in the past 4 years and how God has blessed the Church Ambassador Network. Now Daniel brings his love for the Lord and for the Lord's people, as well as his energy and passion and vision, to the leadership of Wisconsin Family Council. Daniel also brings some great experience outside Wisconsin Family Council. He's served on the Fond du Lac City Council, as well as on the boards of a Christian school and a pregnancy care center right here in our state. And he's also a leader in his home church. With that, let me say welcome, Daniel. Congratulations on the board naming you as the next president of Wisconsin Family Council and our sister organization, Wisconsin Family Action. I'm excited to see what God does with these organizations for his glory and for the good of his people under your very capable leadership. And also, welcome to Homefront. I'm looking forward to co-hosting the program with you this season.
Thank you so much, Jelaine, for having me on. And it's an honor and a privilege to serve Wisconsin Family Council as the new president. It's been a humbling experience to serve as the interim president since June and to step into this role as the next president of Wisconsin Family Council and Wisconsin Family Action. I'm extremely grateful for my time with Jelaine Appling since 2020, and I look forward to her continued mentorship while I step into this role.
Well, thank you, Daniel. It's going to be an exciting time for everyone. I want to make sure everyone knows what Wisconsin Family Council is and does. We've been around for 38 years now with a mission of strengthening, preserving, and promoting God's plan for marriage and family, the sanctity of human life, and religious freedom in our state. We seek to inform and inspire citizens and churches about and then involve them in the critical issues of our day. And these are the very issues that are happening right here, right now, right on our own home front. And these are the issues we'll be discussing today. So, Daniel, we are going to dive right in here today, talking about both the primary election held last month here in Wisconsin and the general election that culminates on Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th. What struck you as especially significant in the primary results?
Yeah, one thing that stood out to me regarding the August referenda questions was the necessity to be clear and concise in these questions. The referendum questions from August, which failed, would have created safeguards for the legislature to have oversight over how taxpayer money is spent. And we saw that many people throughout the state were confused by the language in both of the referendum questions. But I was very encouraged to see that many throughout our state used our videos from Wisconsin Family Council on social media, as well as our resources on our website, to educate them, as well as their friends, families, and those in their church on how to vote. Because the legislature had also had new redistricting maps this election cycle, we also saw a handful of new candidates come as a result of retirements, as well as incumbents that were paired or placed into the same district. As an organization, we were reminded of the importance of getting each and every person out to vote. One race in northwestern Wisconsin was decided by just 45 votes. Now, this district has around 59,000 people in it, but had only about 5,700 people vote in that election. If just five more people in just 10 churches in that district would have voted and voted for the 100% pro-life candidate, our legislature could have a drastically different outlook on the issues of marriage, family, the sanctity of human life, and religious liberty. This fall, we cannot miss the opportunity to choose well by voting biblically, carefully, and prayerfully.
Well, yeah, those referenda questions put a lot of pressure on people and raised a lot of questions. So read them carefully every time they show up in the ballot, folks. And as Daniel said, prepare to vote. So let's talk a little bit about the general election ballot that was set as a result of the primary. But before we go too much further, let's quickly mention that if you need an absentee ballot by mail, now is the time to request one. Call your municipal clerk or visit myvote.wi.gov, that's myvote.wi.gov, and request one online. By the way, myvote.wi.gov is your go-to place for general election information, like getting registered, changing your address, seeing your sample ballot, which will be available very soon. Looking at that general election that is rushing towards us right now, Daniel, what do you see?
Yeah, so I'll start with this quote that one of our friends shared with us recently, and that is that casting a legal vote anytime is better than taking a chance that you might not be able to cast a vote at all. And I can't emphasize this enough. Today, municipal clerks around the state of Wisconsin will start to mail out absentee ballots to those who have requested them around our state. Please make a plan to honor God with your vote by choosing well, whether it be absentee by mail, absentee in person, otherwise known as early voting, or on election day at the polls. The key is making sure that we all come together to vote. Again, regarding absentee ballots, remember, a legal vote at any time is better than not being able to vote at all. Early in-person voting begins Tuesday, October 22nd through Friday, November 1st. In most municipalities, and then there's also in large municipalities, they may have hours over the weekend as well. Now, some may wonder why Jelaine and I would encourage people to vote by absentee this election. The reason is because of what is at stake. The election here in Wisconsin will have massive impacts at the local, state, and national level. At the local level, you'll be electing district attorneys to determine whether or not your county will be hard or soft on crime. At the state level, we are having unprecedented amounts of money poured into the state legislative elections. Every vote in these seats are essential and will determine whether Wisconsin follows the lead of Minnesota that allows babies to die after being born alive from abortion procedures and making Wisconsin into a transgender refuge state. At the national level, we are determining whether or not taxpayers will pay for abortion and if public schools will be required to affirm transgender ideology to receive funding. In Wisconsin, we also have an important referendum question on our ballot. In some other states, local municipalities have allowed for illegal immigrants to vote in local elections. If this referendum question passes, it would affirm in our state constitution that only citizens of the United States can vote in federal, state, and local elections here in Wisconsin. As Christians, we can be salt and light in our world by honoring God with our vote to support candidates that will lessen evil. As you make your plan to vote, compare the candidates based off of their stated policy positions and vote biblically, prayerfully, and carefully. Last week, we hosted a Lunch with a Purpose, which was an interview with Dr. Albert Moeller on the importance of Christian engagement this election cycle. Dr. Moeller is one of the most influential evangelicals in America on handling cultural issues through a biblical worldview. If you would like to learn more about why Christians should be good stewards with their vote by November 5th, you can watch the recording of the video now available on www.wifamilycouncil.org.
Thank you, Daniel, for that summary. Big election. Every vote matters. So admittedly, the elections are consuming a great deal of the available oxygen right now, but other issues, some that are related to the election, have been on our radar screen this summer and moving into the fall. Top of our list, of course, is a Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin lawsuit that the state Supreme Court accepted, in which the abortion giant has asked our high court to find a so-called right to abortion in our state constitution. Of course, the court also accepted a case brought by AG Josh Call, initially challenging the enforceability of our pre-Roe abortion ban. And then AG Call also, in a super unprecedented way, added the constitutional issue to his lawsuit. Daniel, what are the most recent updates on those cases, and when do we anticipate the court holding oral arguments on these two cases, which will be linked together, obviously?
It's extremely unfortunate that the state Supreme Court has denied Wisconsin Family Action, as well as Wisconsin Right to Life and Pro-Life Wisconsin's intervention on behalf of pro-life Wisconsinites. Currently, there are two cases that are in front of the court. The first case is to overturn Wisconsin State Statute 940.04. That protects the unborn from abortion, except for in the case of the life of the mother. Governor Evers has also requested to intervene in this case, in support of the pro-abortion position. The second case would seek to create a constitutional right to abortion, part which calls for, quote, a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, unquote. Ironically, the liberals are arguing that a right to life somehow equates to a right to destroy life in the womb. Currently, the Archbishop of the Milwaukee Diocese is attempting to intervene in the second abortion case using a religious liberty argument. We will see what the court does next. There is some uncertainty on when the state Supreme Court will move forward on these cases. We believe that they will be heard and then the court will make a decision between now and the much anticipated 2025 Supreme Court election in April.
Wow, lots to come on this and lots to pray about. Well, as we start wrapping up here for today, Daniel, you've launched a new election-focused initiative for Wisconsin Family Council. Tell us about this 929 call to prayer.
Yeah, Jillian, thank you for mentioning our 929 initiative. So recently, while I was doing my daily devotional, I came across Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 29, where Jesus cleanses a boy from an unclean spirit and raises that boy from death to life. When the disciples asked why they could not cleanse the spirit, Jesus proclaims in verse 29, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer." The disciples had tried unsuccessfully to purge an unclean spirit from a young man. And when the father of the young man asks Jesus to heal his son, Jesus responds, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the father cries, "I believe, help my unbelief." Similarly to the story of this young man is also the state of our nation. Just as this young man was possessed by an unclean spirit, our nature and culture are entrenched in the spirit of this age. Both led to death by sin under the authority of Satan. Likewise, the same statement Jesus proclaimed in Mark 9 can be true for our land today. We must believe God for who he proclaims himself to be, and that through faith and God's restorative power, he may have mercy on our land. Just like the father in the story, we must cry out to our Lord, "I believe you can heal, restore, and transform our nation. Help my unbelief." The key difference between the disciples failing and Jesus succeeding is prayer. Verse 29 is similarly in context with 2 Chronicles 7:14, which reinforces the criticalness and the power of prayer. The sword of spirit can only be cast out through prayer. Belief in the possibility isn't enough in its own. We must also fervently seek the Lord through prayer. Jesus is our ultimate hope and answer to the problems we face as individuals and as a nation. As a reminder of the need for powerful prayer, September 29th to November 5th, 2024, our staff will pray for hearts to transform individually and as a nation at 9:29 a.m. each morning. Will you please join us in interceding for our nation and praying for America? Please join us in praying for gospel transformation in individuals, in our churches, in our communities, in our state, and our nation. Pray that God will appoint those to serve in office who will lessen evil. God encourages us. The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Imagine how much more powerful group prayer is. Thank you again, Jillane, for having me on for today. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to join you on this season of Homefront.
Well, thank you, Daniel. And remember, folks, that's from September 29th to November the 5th, 9:29 each morning, we faithfully pray. And with that, we're out of time for today. If Wisconsin Family Council can help you with anything we've talked about or to find out how you can support our efforts to strengthen, preserve, and promote our shared values, give us a call at 888-378-7395 or visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for listening. This is Jillane Appling and Daniel Degner for Wisconsin Family Council, reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."